Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. Clancy Dubose joins us, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL Louisiana political analyst. Clancy, welcome to the show.
Good to be back, Newell.
So, Clancy, if nothing else... I guess we've improved a little bit in the outcome. A lot of folks were saying they were hoping they'd get out of single digit, at least into low double digits. But it looks like we may have been into the 20% plus range in voter turnout for this past Saturday's election.
That's the way I saw it. And I was pleased to see that. Of course, it would be better if it had matched the turnout in the primary of over 40%, just over 40%. But, you know, for a runoff where there's not much on the ballot, although what was on the ballot was very, very important, you know, this is a historic pattern. You know, this is not a surprise, but it was kind of a pleasant surprise that it topped 20% because by preliminary indications, I thought it would be in the high teens, like around 17-18%.
Right. Right. So let's talk about the races. Of the races, which one surprised you the most?
None of them was a complete surprise. I guess, you know what surprised me? All of them were landslides. None of them were close. It was not like, you know, anything, you know, the winners won big. And I tell you a lesson that I take away from this entire election cycle. Attacks were not favored by voters. Those who attacked lost. Think about it. Holly Friedman lost in District A when it was either her or people, you know, maybe it was a third party, but criticized Amy McCarron for, you know, saying she was the budget expert in Joe's office, which she was. And saying, basically blaming her, saying, what did she do? On her watch, we had this big deficit. Well, the deficit is the administration's fault. Could the council have done a better job of monitoring? Yes. But, you know, the council has monitored the administration as best it could. But when the administration, like this one, refuses to turn over information or lies about it when they do turn it over, what else can you do? Once they realized that there was a lie going on, they immediately called in the legislative auditor and got a handle on how big it was. Because I go back to Moon Landrieu's administration. There's never been a council that has struggled this much to get accurate information out of an administration. But so anyway, Holly Friedman attacked and lost. lost big, and she led in the primary. The attack that Darren Lombard in the clerk of courts race lodged against his opponent, Calvin Duncan, not only backfired in the primary, but it gave Duncan momentum that continued into the runoff. And I think Lombard tried to do a course correction, but it wasn't enough. And the momentum that Calvin Duncan developed in the late stages of early voting and into the last week of the primary continued in a big way into the runoff, and he won, almost 2-1. And let me think, there was one other one.
Jason Hughes and Cindy Nguyen.
No, I didn't see any attacks in that one.
Yeah.
But those two, and of course, in the mayor's race, what am I thinking? You know, when Royce Duplessis went on the attack against Helena Moreno, and it was not only an attack, but it was fabrication, you know, called her corrupt, which is really, really, it's beyond a stretch. It's a malicious lie. And, you know, it backfired. It blew up. Royce went from second place to third place in the polls and clawed his way back into second place, but it took everything out of him. And it, frankly, it damaged his political brand in the long run. He's got some fences to mend. So it was a bad season for attacks, and it was, frankly, a bad political season for Congressman Troy Carter, who is, by the way, an excellent congressman, but he backed three candidates in major races, all from Algiers, which is his base. He backed Alicia Boyd in the race at large against Matt Willard, and she lost in a huge way. He backed Edwin Shorty in the sheriff's race, I'm not saying he ran a bad campaign, but he just didn't catch fire. He trailed Michelle Woodford by a very large amount, you know, by multipliers not just like, it wasn't like, 55, 45 or something like that. He had a very poor showing. And then in Darren Lombard, Troy Carter weighed heavily in that race, and Lombard just got clobbered almost 2-1. So not a good outing for the congressman. But hopefully he will do what he's been doing up in Washington and just focus on his district and continue to be a good congressman and maybe take a step away from local elections, which is that's the way it used to be. You and I came up at a time when all of our members of Congress, Democrat, Republican, whether they're in the New Orleans area or up in Shreveport, they stayed out of local elections. And I think that's the best way to handle it.
No doubt. You know, in the council races, what I was happy about is that I thought all in the runoff, all four of those individuals and in the primary election, most of the folks that were running for that position, I thought were qualified and they were good candidates.
And that's good to see. When you see people bemoan the fact that politics has gotten so ugly. And yet, in at least this time in New Orleans, the council and the mayor's race attracted really high quality candidates, and they were rewarded. You know, they either won or made the runoff, and that's a good sign. It speaks volumes in a good way about the political climate in New Orleans and hopefully where we're headed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, you know, the one outlier, and I don't mean this in a negative fashion towards Mr. Calvin Duncan, but when it came down to qualifications, it seems as though you had a candidate who ends up losing had far more qualifications for the job because he had actually done the job in two different capacities,
yeah.
A smaller court,
yeah.
and a larger office, against a gentleman who is – for the most part, a political activist. And,
yeah,
you know, we
and
went down that route.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, once for mayor. And I was just, you know, that's why I always thought that Darren might pull it out because people would realize we've been down. We tried that science project. I don't know if it can work again. I hope it does. I hope it turns out well because that system needs to be operated efficiently and effectively in order to reap the benefits for the safety of our communities. Your thoughts?
Yeah. And, you know, I've seen qualified candidates lose if they run bad campaigns. And he ran a very bad campaign. I don't know if it was his fault or his campaign manager's fault, but the campaign in the primary, it just blew up in his face. Look, you're right. Whether not just on paper, but just, you know, line up the experience between the two, and there's no contest. But you still have to, you know, sometimes it comes down to you still have to kind of show respect to your opponent. I started to say you have to be nice, but you have to show respect to your opponent. And Calvin Duncan, despite his lack of, you know what we would call official qualifications, he had a hell of a narrative. It was a hell of a story, especially in this race. And it was almost like they were baiting Duncan to respond, and he took the they were baiting Lombard to respond, and he took the bait, and they kept baiting him, and he kept taking the bait with the attacks. And it, you just can't do that if you're going to attack somebody. You know this. It's got to be a bullseye, and it's got to be a knockout punch, and you cannot leave yourself open to a good counterpunch. And if you do that, it can work, but if it misses the mark on any one of those things, it can really backfire in a big way.
Yeah, no doubt. Your thoughts relative, let's go to the bond proposition. Again, healthy wins there. Huge margins, which is encouraging.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't see any major campaign for it. I mean, I guess there were some signs out saying vote yes, but I think people paid attention and you know, I wonder if people thought that somehow these bond issues were related to the dispute with the bond commission that the governor and Liz Morrow created, and they wanted to say, yes, we want to do this. But because there wasn't, there was information available, but you had to know where to look. You could go to BGR and get a terrific report on them, although BGR was against one of the bond issues, the one for affordable housing, I believe. But, you know, people just, they read the ballot and they said, yes, I want this, and they did it. And I think it was an expression of optimism Partly based upon what Helena Moreno, the mayor-elect, and J.P. Morrell, the council president, and Joe Geruso, the chairman of the council's budget committee, what they worked out with the governor and Attorney General Morrell and the bond commission and getting that done and getting it done without having to, you know, go to court or anything like that. And I think there's a sense, there's a feeling of optimism right now with our new mayor coming in and the new council coming in, and people wanted to say yes to that. So I think that was a part of it. There's a mood in the city that, you know, we can fix this.
Yeah, I get the sense, and I'm sure you do too. You talk to a lot of people as well. There is this extreme and this feeling of optimism right now with Helena Moreno coming into office. I think a lot of what has fallen on her shoulders in this transition, what I'm hearing is folks like what she's saying. She's trying to manage expectations, and I think she recognizes and realizes and has been articulating it in a really good way, and JP and Joe as well, about what the realities are for the next year.
Exactly.
It's not a pretty picture.
Yeah, you and I talked about this. Well, I think it might have been the last time I was on your show, or one of the recent times. You know, I think I said, and you agreed, that it's going to be at least a year and a half before we get to the Super Bowl level services. But at least there's a movement in that direction, you know. But it's going to be painful. There's going to be pain, and Moreno, to her credit, has not hidden that fact. But at least the pain is going to be spread out over a year or two years of budgets. And then we can get to where we need to be, as opposed to having to take all the pain between now and the end of the year, which would be pain that we could not recover from. So this way they can,
you know,
do it, and they can execute the cuts in an orderly fashion rather than going in with a chainsaw.
I'd like to get your feelings here. You know, when we talk about the cuts, that's one part of it, but it's really in many respects the real upside for us, separate and apart from that, and obviously balancing the budget, is trying to figure out how we're going to affect transformational change in the culture of government, you know, of the bureaucracy of the government.
Yeah.
That's a lot harder to do.
I agree. Yeah,
you know,
I
you could go cure the math relatively easy. There's some tried and true ways of doing that, obviously. But it's being able to embrace a model, embrace an operational construct that changes the landscape and the culture of the political organization. Your thoughts?
No, I think that's the opportunity, frankly, that every mayor has. I remember Mark Morial, when he came into office during his transition, said, he might have even said it during his campaign, you know, we need to send all the employees, even the civil service employees, to charm school, because people aren't being treated right, you know, and that struck a chord, and it worked. I mean, there was a significant improvement, because, you know, people don't like to have to go down to City Hall with a problem, but when they do, and they're treated abruptly, and I'm not saying this is true in all cases, but there are, even if it's just purely anecdotal, it only takes one or two incidents to make people feel like it's the part of the entire culture, when I'm sure it's not. But you really have to, this is something you have to work at. And it's one of the ways where government can function in a business-like fashion. Government is not business in its organizational structure, but it can be business-like in the way it treats its customers, its clients, because that's who the citizens are, you know. And you know, most of the vast majority of the people that I know at City Hall, I'm talking about at the worker bee level, not the, you know, the department heads, but the people, the civil servants, are dedicated folks, and they work hard. And a lot of them got burned out, frankly, by the current administration and left. And so there needs to be some rebuilding, and part of that is going to be rebuilding the culture.
I hear a lot of folks, you know, they talk about focusing on morale, and I'm always kind of mystified by that. When you have 5,000 city employees, different things motivate different people in different ways. You know, you can't have a chameleon approach where you try to be all things to all people. I always focused on, you know, removing barriers and lowering hurdles to get over, to get from point A to point B, to get the job accomplished, and morale would take care of itself. It's not a strategy that I would deploy directly, you know, towards morale. It was just making sure everyone had the tools necessary to do the job. I don't particularly see money as, you know, one that's going to change the course of morale, because they're happy on Friday when you announce the pay raise, and they're happy the first paycheck, and then after that, they're focused on the next pay raise.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
No, I think that's, you're reminding me of what you said about removing hurdles. It reminded me very much of something that my wife, Margot, who was the CEO and publisher of Gambit for almost 30 years, even she was CEO for about a couple, like 3 years before we bought it, and then 27 years that we owned it. And she had a mantra that she talked about with our sales department. And, you know, Gambit survived not by subscriptions, but by ads. It was 100% of our revenue came from advertising. And her mantra was, we make it easy for the reps to sell, and we make it easy for the clients to buy. Make it easy. And back then, we competed mostly against the Times-Picayune, which, frankly, at that time, made it hard. You know, they had all these requirements and restrictions, and we just told people, oh, you don't have a logo? We'll design one for you, and we'll give it to you. You know,
right.
And we did that for people, and they, you know, you just make it easy for them to say yes. When you want somebody to say yes, you got to make it easy for them to say yes. You know, and the same way.
It's just amazing
how you make it easy for them to do the job, and they'll be glad, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing how when there's a culture of accomplishment where individually the city employees feel like they accomplish something every day, how much that drives morale.
Yep, yep.
And how good they feel about what they're doing.
People who choose to work in government, nobody's forced to work in government, they want to make people happy. They feel like it's a commitment to public service. So make it easy for them to serve. And make it easy for the citizens to be served. That's, take Marco's mantra and just put it that way, you know? Make it easy for them
Absolutely.
To serve, and make it easy for the citizens to be served. That's
no doubt.
It's a strategy, like you said. It's not about attacking morale. Morale will take care of itself if you do that. You're exactly right, Newell.
And your strategy, my friend, was to marry up, no doubt about it, right?
Wait a minute. I'm not exactly the Lone Ranger, that pal. I saw your wife.
No, I'm not. You're right. Totally fair.
We are brothers in arms in that thing.
Okay, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Truly appreciate it. Have a great week.
Same here.
We'll be
you
right
too.
Back,
Bye.
Folks. That's Clancy Dubose, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL Louisiana political analyst. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.